Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful Eden we call Earth. A blessing, a treasure, just something in the absolute that can't be comprehended by the evil that tries to destroy it, denigrate it, and crash it into the ground. But we hold firm. We've drawn a line in the sand, a very big line. It's called Power Our Nation. And with that nation, we all come together, all peoples, all across, tired, very tired of the lies, the deceits, the manipulations. It's just absolutely disgusting that we should be submitted to such. And that for some strange reason, those who bring it upon us are held in reverence and paid great salaries. But I guess that's Satan's lot in life. And our lot in life is to change the channel to a better channel, the Power Hour channel. We bid you welcome because your deliverance is here and in a few other places that will extol the virtues of truth. To not just set us free, but keep us free. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. Sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and maybe we're even going to do it like the Charge of the Light Brigade. 600 of us. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward. Into the Valley of Death rode the 600. But we're going to turn the Valley of Death into the Valley of Life because we're going to win and capture the weapons that are on the other side of the field and melt them down and make them into something else. Because we're tired of this being used against us. It's unbelievable, really. Usually if I have a guest and we're chatting between things, we get into some very heavy conversations, which could be a show. It's a shame we don't record some of the outtakes and then edit them all together and, you know, make a cake out of it because they are just so refreshing, really. They energize me. But since I'm here by myself the first hour, I can listen to the commercials. And it's just, you know, unbelievable to hear Joyce's voice and to think it was like 10, 11 years ago, I'd be sitting in the same room with her waiting for our time to come on air and hear those commercials and hear that voice and feel at ease. Because the best part of it was she was driving the bus and we just got to go along with her. But now she's gone and we have to drive the bus, all of us. And we had to make a promise, a vow, that we will not stop. And we will not stop. We will speak out. We will find the truth. We will discern the best things to put in our bodies, which generally don't come from Big Pharma. I'm just amazed at times, you know, the more I learn about things, usually it's the women are quicker to pick up on some of the food items and some of the benefits of things that come from the Garden of Eden. And us fellows are a little slower at that. Maybe that's why we die sooner. But I just stand amazed, absolutely amazed at what God gave us and how we spurn it. Because it doesn't come from some kind of chemical factory. A fella sent me a joke before the show. It was kind of cute. It's two rats in a cage. And the one rat asked the other rat, he goes, you going to take the vaccine? I says, no, I'm going to wait till the trials are over on the humans before I try it. Very smart rat. Very smart indeed. So one of those ones I came across that just floors me was called ashwagandha. And I buy a better quality of it because I can tell the difference. If you buy a cheaper one, you know, it just doesn't seem to have the zip as something packaged a little better, perhaps. But It is just absolutely amazing. It's called Smelly Horse, so it's better in a capsule, I guess. It has flowers. It comes from the Himalayas. Its number one benefit is an anti-inflammatory, and how it's helped with T-cell production. It's an immune system balancer. Well, isn't that really great at this time that we would have something like that? The number two is it reduces anxiety and stress. And I guess if you're in the mountains and you see the giant creation all around us, it's hard not to be on the giant chill pill of some sort and just be in some kind of karmic reflection with the universe, and all is well. Everything's fine. Well, if we take this route from God's Eden, from the ultimate places, we find it has cortisol, and it contributes to hormonal imbalances, muscle weakness, and you need good muscles when you're climbing in the mountains, cognitive impairment and aging. It's a mood stabilizer. And it's good for ulcers, so you don't have to rot away. And then there's that other just giant, giant enemy to our life form, cancer. And it's been shown to fight against cancer-related fatigue, improving quality of life for cancer patients, and relatively safe for a chemotherapeutic agent. It increases the number of white blood cells in the body, which are depleted when you get chemotherapy. And it's very good for breast cancer. It activates something called the STAT3 in human breast cancer cells. And we don't even have to go to some of the other things. Benefit number four, heart health. Has great effects on the heart. Reduces blood pressure by blocking the autonomic ganglion. There's something to have on your trivia quests. Helps with the cholesterol. Isn't that amazing? Because what do they want to give us for that? Same thing they want to give me, those nasty statin drugs. And doctors where I am aren't allowed anymore, officially in May, to recommend anything that's natural. And I'm big on looking. I want to find what God made for me. And I find I feel much, much better with this. It can alter blood and glucose levels, reducing symptoms of diabetes. Hemoglobin A1C and liver enzymes have proven to improve in one study done on rats. Well, lucky little rats those ones were. Reduces blood glucose levels in rats. Fasting blood sugar reduced. Isn't that amazing? And all-in-one comfortable little things. Good for women's health. Polycystic ovarian syndrome. Never heard of it, but it's good for it. Improves uterine fibroids in the walls of the uterus. Helps with managing menopausal symptoms. And it's good for restoring male reproductive health. All in one little trip to the mountains. Promotes bone health. How many people, as we age, we have our bones decalcified, but it improves calcium levels. Suppresses gouty arthritis in one of those lucky little rats. And improves the performance of hens with calcium and phosphorus levels. Isn't that good, too? I think so. Helps with the gut health. So that way we have hormonal balance. Restores mucous membranes and linings of the gut. And for that other evil end, treating hemorrhoids in the lower rectum. So it looks like the good Lord was kind to us. And then for the boys who like to pump iron, it increases muscle mass. So you don't need anabolic steroids and grunt like an animal because you've been taking stuff like that. You can use a natural product. Be strong and healthy. Lower cholesterol and triglycerides by a significant amount in rats, which seems to work three times better in rats than us. But that's not too bad, all things considered. It's been a very, very stressful world for a lot of people. The state is flexing its arms and its muscles, and they're trying to close down a lot of things. Of course, the big meeting places are part of that, like the churches, bars, taverns, places where revolution starts. Alex Jones did an amazing weekend video that just floored me, really. And it's just kind of funny. It was just kind of relaxing, watching one of those old TV shows, Kung Fu, to see how you can master your strength, but at the same time, not overstress yourself. I really liked that old show with David Carradine. And as it was finished, I was going to go to bed, and then the good Lord said, InfoWars. So I went there, and I looked. Emergency Saturday broadcast, World Shocked by SPARS 25-2028 document. So Johns Hopkins did a complete simulation of this pandemic we're in, and they called it SPARS. And it goes through everything. But one of the key points was to keep you locked down, to break down your will, so that you'll agree and consent to anything under the promise that they'll liberate you and free you. I think we've all heard that somewhere. And take the market to be shut. And one of the places that they didn't like were the churches and the tabernacles, in case meeting groups would get there and we'd exchange ideas, because they want to keep us in a little cell where we just have controlled information coming into our brain via the TV, the radio, and the newspaper. And we're kind of like held in the old days, they call it incommunicado, and just the monster's information coming in to break us down. I've talked about that before when I took those lines from the movie Papillon. But you got to push back. There's one thing, having Polish blood in my veins, is we Polaks took a lot of stuff over the years. A lot of stuff. We seen Nazis. We seen commies like you've never seen. We've been brutalized, butchered, and laid aside like no tomorrow. We had to live in fear of mass executions, mass deportations, and stuff that would just make your stomach turn. We've seen it. It's in my blood. It's been in my blood since I was a boy, because my grandfather put it in there to tell me what it was like, what happened, what it meant. So that when you hear that word freedom, you salivate. You're hungry, like a dog that's been starving that gets a bone. You just want to chew on it and gnaw on it and enjoy it and taste it and revere it. Because you know what it costs to get it. It wasn't this happy, lovey-dovey, easy stuff that we get in the Western world. We had to have whole cities destroyed, bombed, living in the winter with giant holes in the walls, shivering because there's no heat, no food, living on like a quarter of your daily requirement of calories and still having to do hard manual labor. Makes you tough, real tough. So in Canada, in Calgary, a Polish priest was holding a service. And the thought police for the pandemic don't particularly like you going to church. They don't like you praying. They don't like you invoking the power of our living God to strengthen us in these times. And his reaction was just beautiful. Could we play that little clip there, Todd, and let people hear and see what the pushback was in this little church?
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until You'll come back with a warrant. Out! 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 Out of this property! Immediately out! Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property, immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out! Out of this property, you Nazis! Out! Out! Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out! Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists, fascists. Don't you dare coming back here. Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable. What is wrong with those sick psychopaths? It's beyond.
Isn't that refreshing? To hear this man casting out demons right before your ears. You can see the video. I posted it on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, so you can watch it again. It's an embedded Twitter thing. It's on YouTube as well while it lasts there. And the significance of this, because what was the crucifixion? What was the resurrection? The crucifixion was the centurions taking Jesus, torturing him in his walk, beating him, flailing him, humiliating him, nailing him to the cross. And what are the centurions today? They are our police. They are the centurions. They're the evil arm of the Roman Empire that still exists today as a money banking financial syndicate. And we are persecuted still to this day for having our faith, for believing in our immune system, for believing in what God put in his sacred garden to nourish our bodies, to give us life. Life in these holy things that grew in the ground. Life in a word put in a book, life in a way of life, to live in a better way, and to come together to share it amongst each other. The whole process of healing was the laying on of hands, to put the energy from my body into your body, to align our psyches in the bioelectric machines we're in together, to put your cells back in alignment, to give you my life force when yours is weak or absent, and restore it. And part of that process involved anointing the sick with oils and praying over them. Not going to some big evil corporation that takes away our freedoms and puts poisons in our bodies to turn us into what could very well be cyborgs. It was a very powerful Easter message, and it shows that nothing has changed. These these officers, and there's about six of them in there, come to the holy place with guns to threaten the finest, most decent people in the city. People who accept God, who accept their fellows as brothers, and to try to humiliate, torment them, and break them down in bondage. And you can probably do that in many, many places. But I'll tell you something. When the fascists and the communists took the church from Poland, the church didn't die. It still lived on. Maybe not with the grandeur that it could have before, when freedom was a bigger option, but it still existed. And because you had to live in the sepulcher of evil, denouncing your God, denouncing your faith, denouncing your church, denouncing your way of life, it made you hard inside, made you tougher. A toughness that seems to have evaporated with many Christians today. It's just an effervescence from soda pop, as opposed to the blood of the Savior running through your veins to give you strength. Strength to move mountains. Strength to crush enemies. Strength to vindicate the world. And when you see this man casting out those demons, they didn't know what to do. They really didn't. Because they were standing in the shadow of the power of Almighty God. And that's why they had to leave. And you have that power. It is within you to cast out demons, to bring us together in the way and the manner that we are allowed by Almighty God. And they cannot have our world, our faith, our bodies, or anything around it. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. God bless you.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Mm-hmm. don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, and we are back in the saddle, hanging into that cavalry charge with our posse, looking at the evil that is around us. Satan cannot hide now behind a cloak, pretend to be an innocent bystander or an innocent force, pretending to be an angel of light. He can't do that anymore because now he's got to come up and squeeze us. And it's almost at every step, you know, you see a piece of this where they reveal themselves. And it's a shame most of them wear uniforms. In Australia, there was a guy, he had to travel from his city to Victoria, that notorious hellhole of fascist oppression, to look for a job because he's got a family to feed. And he obeyed all the rules, and he went there and did his thing, and he came home. You got to have a test within 24 hours. His name was Mehmet Eran, and that's E-R-H-A-N, as opposed to Iran like the country. So he booked one online, and he's got an appointment, but it's exceeded the 24-hour timeline. So late at night, a tactical unit shows up at his house with a battering ram to smash down the door and drag him away kicking and screaming in front of his children over something as trivial as that. It's not like he's coming with the bubonic plague or he's carrying, you know, weapons of mass destruction. What's that, you know, one they used in Tokyo, sarin gas or something. I got a giant canister of sarin gas and, you know, I'm going to release it on the town. There's nothing like that. It's just a guy came home, his test is booked. It's easy to figure out. And when you look at that video of how the police handle that, it makes me want to vomit. When I was a young fella, I was quite fortunate that one of my instructors had a long tenure with the London Metropolitan Police in England, London, England. And I thought it was the easiest job in the world, the way he described it, because he was like that old traditional London bobby. You don't carry guns. You got a personality, good demeanor, strong heart, sound body, and you take care of stuff. The big thing was in those days, they were peace officers, not like the German variant, the police officer. So to be a police officer, to enforce a parking ticket, gunning down 50 people means nothing because it's about getting that few bucks for the state and using fear to intimidate people. To be a peace officer is the overall mission is to keep the peace. and mitigate circumstances so they don't escalate. And with his accent, which I might not be able to duplicate exactly, but I thought it's all you had to do was this. Hey, what's going on here now? Well, that seems pretty easy. Break up a bar fight, any kind of disturbance, and you open up a line of communication that's positive. As opposed to everybody up against the wall, yeah? Or if he huff and puff and blow your house down. It wasn't like that. And that's probably why they didn't need to carry guns. That was probably why it was the peaceful kingdom. It was a much different approach. And then I look back in my history, because nobody knows anything about history. So, you know, buried so deep you never find it. But I love to read old history and come across stories. One that I came across studying the Northwest Mounted Police, which was the precursor to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, is you guys had a big problem in your country once. It was called the Little Bighorn. And General Custer was wiped out. Well, where do you think the Indians went? They came to Canada. And guess who met them at the border? Wearing blue jackets, scalps hanging from their saddle horns, armed to the teeth. One Mountie. One. And in those days, maybe most Americans probably aren't familiar with the Snyder-Enfield carbine. Fired one shot. One big bullet, but one shot. And it was kind of like similar to the trapdoor Springfield or something like that. You whip open the block, drop one in, and it kicked like a mule. And you had a six-shot revolver, the Dean and Adams. Most of them came from England broken. So they weren't exactly the most dependable firearm in the world. They probably didn't get one until they bought Colts a long, 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 long time later. And the Indians respected him because they thought he was a very brave man to come up to them alone and tell them that they were in Canada and they had to obey the Queen's laws. And they got along. There was peace in the valley. He came back later with an inspector and a special constable scout. I believe it was three or possibly four came back, and they actually made some arrests because somebody was stealing horses. Nobody objected, even though they were probably outnumbered 100-something to 1 each, with determined, hardcore fighters. But that was the courage, the bravery. And then I look at law enforcement today, and most of these police, they got way more stuff my grandfather had fighting in Europe against the Nazis. Way more. And they're afraid. They live in total fear. And everybody's like Tackleberry from Police Academy, which was supposed to be a joke, not a role model. And there's like a big contest who can be a better Tackleberry than the other Tackleberries. It's rather frightening, to be perfectly honest with you. Then when I was looking at InfoWars, I kind of missed another story. Not that I missed it so much, but it's not going to be on the front page news for some reason. There's like a block, right? We all know that. That you can't find stuff out. You can't know anything. Malcolm X spoke about that. The media, the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. And that's power because they control the minds of the masses. The press is so powerful in its image-making role. It can make the criminal look like he's the victim and make the victim look like he's the criminal. If you aren't careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed, and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Like Big Pharma, Gates, and the ones being held down on the floor and given shots of deadly substances. They're the evil ones. I told a sucker who was going for his shot, you know, that I'm not interested in that stuff. He looked at me like I got two heads. Give it a little time and you give him some rope. probably want to take me to the tree. Because he so much believes in the propaganda and how it's all turned upside down and has no faith in the God that made us and the foods that he provided for us. That's why we die from this lack of knowledge. So the other story that just blew me away, maybe it will blow me away someday. Russia warns NATO against sending any troops to Ukraine as frightening escalation looms. So we see these videos of the Russian armor coming across the border by the train load. Highways, guy driving down a highway, and it's just armored vehicle after armored vehicle after armored vehicle after armored vehicle, just like it was before. I guess we could call that BT, before Trump. That evil Trump, trying to make peace with the Russians. We want Armageddon! We want Armageddon! We want Armageddon! Who's got those launch codes? Nancy Pelosi wants the launch codes. We got people that are, you know, aren't even fit to be in Dr. Strangelove because they're weirder than that. Want to go poke somebody in the eye that's holding you down with a nuclear inventory that'll lay waste to the whole planet. Same people want to give you the jab. And for some strange reason, that's not all that newsworthy. It's newsworthy to me. But you see, that's Bible prophecy because it comes like a thief in the night. Why does it come like a thief in the night? Because those lying slime balls won't make issue of it, just like Malcolm X said. And because of that, it's like we're doomed. And why would we be doomed? What could we possibly do? One thing that isn't preached very well in the churches is some of the rougher aspects of prophecy and what happens when we totally disregard God's will. And I believe for him there's a line in the sand. And I think I know what it is. I'm very confident I know what it is. It's altering his creation. We get all bent out of shape when somebody, you know, swipes your patent. Never mind completely redesigns it and passes it off as something. And that design is our physical makeup, our DNA. And when you change that DNA to make it act and react with something else, to turn us all into some sort of chimera, to make me half monkey, half rat, part rattlesnake. And then the worst of the worst. This is something that just, you know, it just floors me. I don't even know how you can be a human being and take this shot. When I read on LifeSite News some time back, exactly what they use fetal tissue for and how they use fetal tissue. They make something that's called a human embryonic kidney. Well, that sounds rather bizarre. And you know what that is? They take a baby, they deliver a baby, but they call it abortion at the time, but they take it alive. So, you know, we don't have to kill it right now, do we? Let's put it in the fridge. Alive and wet. Let it sit there for a while. And pump junk in it so that it grows and becomes some sort of cyborg material so that we can refine it and put it in a needle and stick it in your body. And because you're scared of a reality that isn't reality, the reality of the reality is this baby's scared. It's being tortured in the most horrible, horrific way that you could ever possibly imagine. And that's okay because that's a woman's rights issue. No, you fool, you got suckered. It's a state rights issue because now the state has subcontracted the killing to you. But they're the ones who are deciding who lives and who dies because they're now going to decide on you, whether you live or you die, because we think there's too many people on the planet and we want to lighten the load. You gave them the power under the illusion that you thought you had some power. You do have a power to choose what you do with your body. And then you have consequences after you make that choice, whether you're male or female. And when you make a choice and you have consequences, it's probably best to pony up, as they say, and do what you got to do. It's called duty. It's called honor. It's called respect. Obsolete things that came from when the Charge of the Light Brigade was around. You got to make it right. And then maybe look at it from God's perspective. The life you created was a blessing. Maybe a great blessing. Maybe a blessing that would make the world a better place. To be a great leader, a great discoverer, a great artist, a great musician. And you ruin the human potential to make a human embryonic kidney. Now, what do you think the creator of life on this planet feels about things like that? You're slaughtering my babies, torturing them in ways that, you know, like, say, I love some of these people who believe in abortions. I had a big argument with a guy like that once. Hardcore Democrat, Vietnam veteran, pilot. You know, I said, well, you do it. I'll hold her down. Here's the knife. You do it. You gave up dropping bombs on people because you figured it out. You do it. I didn't want to do it. I thought you believed in it. You do it. You feel that life in your hands, and you squash it out. You feel the blood and the gook coming all over your hands, and you walk away and say you did the right thing. You can't do it because you know it's the wrong thing. God knows it's the wrong thing. And he knows changing our DNA is the total aberration of our world, our life, and our society. You want to know why there's mystery hidden cities or existences from the past, Lemuria, Atlantis, whatever, because they probably did the same thing. And God's got a reset button. That reset button could be natural, volcanic eruptions, lava, or it could be he lets us hang ourselves. And maybe some senile old guy doesn't have control of the launch codes. Somebody else gets them, and he's Dr. Strangelove. And he decides, I'm going to fix the world. I'm going to shoot a few things at Russia, and they're going to shoot back, and it's all over. Because that's all we are is demons. We take the demon sauce, put it in our body. We sacrifice our babies. We have no respect, no honor for God. We can't even come once to even acknowledge his existence anymore. We obliterate him as a symbol from society, from schools, from everywhere. And that's where we get into the harder prophecies. And when I was a young lad, there was a song out, and I remembered it. As soon as I started to look at some of the stuff, it came right back into my head, even though I hadn't heard it in maybe 30 years. It was called Fire. And it was 1968. And even though, you know, it's hardcore rock and roll, but that's the sermon, really, of those darker places in Scripture that tell us what the ultimate punishment for our sin is going to be. And we better come to grips with that. It's kind of like your parents would lay out parameters to say, you know, be good, or, you know, you might get a backhand. My grandma was good with the wooden spoon. No messing around there. And we have consequences. And those consequences may be severe too. So we'll play, for posterity's sake, Fire by Arthur Brown.
I am the God of hellfire, and I bring you fire. Time.
Okay, Don, I guess we can cut that off now, and I'll get into a little bit of scripture on those things, because the Bible's very clear about that. Genesis 19:24, and then the Lord rained down on Sodom and Gomorrah sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Revelation 21:8. But as for the cowardly, the faithful, the detestable, as for the murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all the liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. So those of us on one side do rather well. Matthew 25:41. Then he will say to those who are left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Luke 9:54. And when his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, Lord, do what you want to us. Tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them. Zechariah 13:8-9. In the whole land, declares the Lord, two-thirds shall be cut off and perish, and one-third shall be left alive. And I will put this third into the fire and refine them as one refines silver, and test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name, and I will answer them. I will say, there are my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God. And I say, the Lord is my God. And the fire is a very, very difficult thing to deal with. It's something that we have to find the inner courage to say no against the aberrations and abominations that are before us, like our priest in Calgary. To tell Satan and his minions to get out. Get out of our lives, get out of our churches, get out of our world, get out of our countries, get out of our congresses, parliaments, senates, courts, schools, get out. Because if we let them have dominion over us, that is a choice, a free choice, then we are choosing ultimately the fire. Because ultimately those satanic members are going to lead us into that apocalypse one way or another. Desecrating, destroying, and undermining everything that is held dear. I use the Smokey the Bear analogy at times like that. Learn not to burn. Because giving them the keys to the store takes us to the fire. So I say, for we as peoples, to say enough of this subversion. Enough. As in Cool Hand Luke, what we have here, gentlemen, is a failure to capitulate, because we will not capitulate. Threaten us with force, do whatever you do, break our bodies, smash us into the ground, take our alleged wealth. But we have something you cannot have, our souls. God put a soul in my body when the spark of life started, and into yours. They are ours, and they are sovereign, and they are his. And his sacred DNA is his too, patented by God, returnable to God, and not some sadistic pharmaceutical industry that has captured the entire planet. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. We'll see you on the other side of the break with our guest, Aline Daneman from New York. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease. It's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.